أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة، قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك، قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين. قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. صدق الله العظيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين. Allah Azza wa Jalla relates in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Azza, when we are doing verse 31-32, but the verse before it, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٍ. When Allah Azza wa Jalla, when your Lord said to the angels, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٍ, that I will place on the earth a viceroy. Then قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ. The angels then replied that would you place on the earth those that cause fasad, destruction upon it, وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ, and bloodshed. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. We are those that purify you and we say your great name. We are those that never commit sin basically. وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. We are pure. قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla then relates that verily, Allah Azza wa Jalla has knowledge of what you do not have. Then today's verse, we did this last time, today's verse, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ. And he thought Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, all the names, كُلَّهَا, يعني all the names. ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Then he showed them to the angels saying, فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَائِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Inform me of the names of these if you are truthful. Then we do the next one, inshallah, probably next week. Allah Azza wa Jalla here, it starts with وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءِ. Before this, the last session that we had, and it's been a while, Allah Azza wa Jalla told the angels that I'm going to put a viceroy on the earth. And I'm going to put a khalifa on the earth, meaning human beings. And the angels then replied, and we gave answers to how did they come to this conclusion and all of these questions. We went through all of this. So, but they replied in a very simple way that are you going to place on the earth those that cause bloodshed and chaos when we are ones that purify you? Allah then relates that you do not know what I know. Now, then Allah then relates here, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءِ. Now we are going to those verses talking about Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, meaning the first man on the earth. And we start with the word وَعَلَّمَ, meaning Allah Azza wa Jal taught, meaning the meaning related here, that Allah Azza wa Jal gave Adam alayhi salatu wassalam the ability, عَلَّمَ, meaning when you are taught, you have the ability to speak, to comprehend words, and all of these aspects, they were related in the heart of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. It's a difference to us, by the way. When there's a baby, the baby has to learn. This was taught and given directly. And this can be understood, as in Mufradatul Qur'an, it relates, this can be understood that in the way that animals know their responsibility and how to fulfill these responsibilities, it's placed in them. They don't go to a school. They don't go to some kind of university to learn how to do these things. So in the very same manner, Adam alayhi salatu wassalam was given this ability to speak, to comprehend, to understand words and these aspects. This was given to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam by Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is why one of the, very interestingly, when it comes to the word Adam, and we've related some aspects of this before, Adam is obviously, Adam as he was created from the middle of the earth, meaning it is a phrase that they would say, Adimul Ard, meaning that insan, meaning Adam, is created from the middle. Right? And we said, we related this couple of sessions ago with different parts. Some of the historians relate that different parts of the soil was gathered from all around, and this was the format of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And this is why the progeny is in different colors, as some of the historians relate. But the word insan, meaning us as human beings, it comes from the word nun siniya, like nasiya, meaning the one that forgets. Insan is something, is an aspect that forgets. And this is why we as insan, we forget things very, you know, regularly. It's part of being an insan. وَلَقَدْ خُلِقْتَ الْإِنسَانَ ضَعِيفَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates that we have made the insan a being that forgets, and a being that is ضعيف, meaning he doesn't have like great, you know, power all the time. And this is why we know insan, you know, as they say that you end up like the same, like completely weak, right? In the middle, you get a bit of a boost, as they say, but then you come back to where you were. ضعيف in meaning in general aspect of things. Now, number one is to understand here, why did Adam alayhi salatu wassalam wa'allama Adam, that we gave Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, we taught him, we gave him ilm. So insan, meaning us as human beings, what is our sharaf? Meaning what is our great aspect that we've been given? Right? And this is where it comes in. Is it ability to have so much wealth? Is it ability to have so much materialistic aspect? The greatest sharaf that insan has is aql, intellect. Wa'allam, and knowledge from that intellect. That is the greatest thing that insan has been given. And this is why Allah relates that this is what we gave to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam first. That we gave him knowledge, we gave him ability, so we taught him this aspect. So insan is able to be taught things, able to learn things. That is the greatest sharaf that insan has. Meaning, sharaf, a greater aspect than the animals, than those that are jinn also to an extent. Even though jinns can learn, but insan has this capability, an amazing capability of progressing with knowledge. And then the question that arises here, that what does Allah Azza wa Jalla relates here? وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا, that we taught Adam alayhi salatu wassalam all the names, meaning we taught him kullaha, all the names. Now the question arises that what does he mean by all the names? Why is Allah Azza wa Jalla trying to relate that we taught Adam alayhi salatu wassalam all of the names? So Mufassirun rahimahullah ta'ala, when we go into the exegesis, when we go into the kitabs, the tafsir kitabs, we learn a few different aspects here. In tafsir al-madarik and other tafsirs, they relate, which is generally the tafsir of the Hanafi scholars actually, they relate that all types of names was present in the form in this world was taught to Adam alayhi salam. That all the names that were going to come in the format of the world, they were taught to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Remember, when we're talking about taught here, placed, you can kind of say, to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And some of the Mufassirun rahimahullah ta'ala relate that he was taught the names of all of the progeny that was to come until the day of Qiyamah. However, Imam Shaykh Ibn al-Arabi rahimahullah ta'ala relates, Al-Asma, he states, and remember he was a Sufi, right? Shaykh Ibn al-Arabi was a Sufi. So he states that Adam alayhi salatu wassalam was taught the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal. And some of the scholars relate that he was taught the names of everything and the reasons behind the creation of that thing. This was all taught to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Even the aspect, some of them relate, as Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala an states here, that he was taught everything, even to the aspect of a small bowl. Even to the aspect of a small bowl was inculcated inside and taught to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And this is where Imam Abu Bakr al-Jassas rahimahullah ta'ala relates, the teaching of these names was not in the way that we teach, and I've said this before, children today. So somebody might think, how is this possible? This would take 20 years. Imagine teaching somebody every single thing. You know, it's impossible. How is this possible in today's day and age? Right? In today's day and age, you just about do a PhD on one specific thing of a specific aspect of a subject. Right? So how are you going to know everything and the reason behind it? But even though, so Imam Abu Bakr Jassas rahimahullah ta'ala relates that this capability was put inside the heart of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah Azza wa Jal is Qadir. Allah is the all-powerful. And Allah placed this to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And some of the Mufassinun rahimahullah ta'ala relate that he was given knowledge of certain things that he would need. Meaning certain things that he would need to survive in this world, he was given that knowledge. And Allah, as we say, Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that knows best. But how to, you know, reality of his, Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala relates. And he relates a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who states, يَجْتَمِعُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَيَقُولُونَ لَوِ اسْتَشْفَعْنَا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا. That he states that on the day of Qiyamah, and this is a famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that all of the believers, they will gather around on the day of Qiyamah. And this is that hadith of the shifa' of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But at the beginning of this hadith, of this tradition, لَوِ اسْتَشْفَعْنَا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا فَيَأْتُونَ آدَمْ فَيَقُولُونَ أَنْتَ أَبُ النَّاسِ. That you are the, you know, they will come to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam first. They will say, you are the inception of creation. And Allah Azza wa Jal created you with his hands. And Allah Azza wa Jal made the angels and made everyone to sajda to you. And Allah وَعَلَّمَكَ أَسْمَاءَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the knowledge of all of the things. Right, this is the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what we're trying to take out of the hadith, by the way. So they will come to Adam alayhi salam and they will relate this. And this is where some of the scholars here relate that kullaha doesn't have anything specific. It means everything. It's like am. It's something which is general. There's nothing specific in this one word. It contributes to everything. So hence, this is where Mawlana Idris Khandalwi rahimahullah ta'ala here relates that Adam alayhi salatu wassalam was taught everything. And some of the scholars also taken, and just so that we understand how scholarship kind of works, how there is a difference of opinions, right? Difference, and remember, the Prophet, as the scholars used to always say, that this is a rahmah, this is a mercy. One of the aspects is that it's the figurative of speech. So it's not exactly literal. It could be just the specific things that he needed. And according to Imam Al-Ash'ari rahimahullah, he states that this portrays and shows to us that language itself has been created by Allah Azza wa Jal from the time when he, in the inception of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And then he relates that yes, it was used by different kind of men who produced different formats of language, and they expanded on the language, and they, from one language, they took, and you know, we do this today, day and age, by the way, this is a very famous aspect of literature and language, that we use words interchangeably, and we mix them. I mean, you will find even this in Urdu now, that we use some English words in Urdu when we speak. Sometimes we use X amount of words, Arabic to English, and then he relates that this afterwards produced different formats of language, which is the inception was from Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And this is why some of the Mufassirun then have concluded that the first person to speak Arabic was Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Though, there's a question remark actually on this, that some of the scholars then here relate that Adam alayhi salatu wassalam was the first one to speak Arabic, as this hadith here that we just read relates, وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Some relate that it was Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam who was taught by Jibra'il alayhi salatu wassalam. And some relate that it was Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. As he moved and he migrated to Arabia, hence he was the first one to start speaking Arabic aspect. But these are the three or four aspects that they relate. And obviously this is an aspect of history. There's no like isnad to it or something. This is the aspect of history that the Mufassirun rahimahullah ta'ala look at different aspects of history, tariq books, some maybe hadith also, and try to take out. And all of these aspects are actually related. That how was it Adam first, alayhi salam? How was it Nuh, alayhi salam, first? So Imam al-Qurtubi rahimahullah then actually relates that this is the evidence for this, this is the evidence for this, this is the evidence for this, but this is not time that we have to go into that. And the word wa'allama, this verse and this word relates to us the virtue of knowledge. That knowledge brings us many qualities. Imam Razi rahimahullah ta'ala has related approximately 10 pages of virtues of knowledge in this verse. And one of the qualities that he relates here, he manifests, he relates that what knowledge gives is wisdom. One of the key aspects that knowledge will give, you know, it gives you many, many stuff. And I said, he has written actually 10, 20, 15 pages. But just, you know, condensing all of that and saying one of the great things that knowledge gives a person is wisdom. And this is why Imam Muqatil rahimahullah ta'ala, he relates, Allah's will states in the Quran, وَمَا أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُم مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, that we have revealed this book and wisdom. What came with the book? Wisdom. So wisdom comes with the Quran itself. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِشْكُرَ لِلَّهِ, that we gave Luqman, as we know he was known as Luqman the wise, we gave him the book, we gave him knowledge also. And وَأَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and we have revealed upon to you that we have sent down the kitab, the book, with it comes hikmah. So one of the key aspects of knowledge is to give wisdom. And, you know, when it comes to knowledge, you know, what is the quality of a person that has knowledge? It's a question. Again, Imam Razi, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his famous tafsir book, he relates there are five qualities of the person that has knowledge, and or of the ulama itself also. Number one, he relates, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ, that the ones that are rasikh, that are firm in their knowledge, they have complete and firm faith of Allah azza wa jal. They are so much have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو, complete tawheed of Allah, meaning complete worship of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, ويخرون للأذقان يبكون, that they cry in front of Allah through humbleness. Why? Because they know that knowledge, this is from Allah. Allah is the one that is giving knowledge. And he relates, number four, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ, they are completely submit to the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal. Completely submit. And last but not least, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ, that the one that has knowledge, or the ulama, they fear, have fear for Allah Azza wa Jal. Why is Imam Razi telling us this? It's a question that we should ask. Why is Imam Razi, rahimahullah ta'ala, such a master of tafsir? He's relating this to us. And one of the key aspects here, why he relates this to us, you know, when we look for certain people, we look for the best. For example, we have a heart problem. We want to try to find the best doctor. That's natural in insan. You have, you know, something goes wrong somewhere. You have an issue, financial issue. You try to look for the best accountant. You have an issue with the law. You find the best lawyer. And you kind of know that these are the qualities that I need to look for. Right? In the very same way, when we look for scholars, these are the signs that we look for scholars. It's not, you know, sometimes we just think of it as knowledge. But with knowledge comes these effects. That this should be the effect. And this is what we try to look for. It could be so. You find 3 out of 5. You find 4 out of 5. You find 2 out of 5. Because nobody's perfect, right? You find something out of 5. But we try to look for them. Especially in the case of when we have a mas'ala. When we have a certain mas'ala. Meaning, we have an issue happening in our life. Then, you know, subhanAllah, what do we look for in this today's day and age? Either Mr. Google, subhanAllah, or we find, you know, which scholar will sort me out? This is what it is. Which scholar will sort me out? And that's where we go to. It should technically be, which scholar has such firm faith in Allah? Number two, he is so much oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't look at anything else. His tawheed is bang on. And number three, this is something that we wouldn't know, but we might find, that he is humble and he cries to Allah Azza wa Jal. And number four, when the hukum of Allah comes, submit. And last but not least, he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he fears what will happen on the Day of Judgment. This is what we're meant to look for. And we're meant to find. Sometimes it could be by asking people. It could be by observance. It could be through family. Just like, you know, you find a doctor. You look for them. You know, if sometimes something happens, and we always see this. Somebody has a heart problem. You go to the NHS. And it's just, sorry, we can't do anything. Then what do you do now? You don't just give up. You say, you know what? Maybe I could try private. If Allah has blessed a person, and there's nothing wrong with this, by the way, maybe I try private. So then he finds, who's the best in this? Who can do X, Y, and Z? So you go America, you go Germany, you go wherever you can go. In the very same manner, especially when it comes to those rulings that pertain to our life, especially the spiritual aspect of our life. The spiritual aspect of our life. Because just like the outer body, you need a doctor, you need a spiritual doctor. And this is where it comes in, that we need to find and to ensure that number one, knowledge, this is the greatest sharaf in insan. That this is the greatest aspect that Allah has given to human beings. And this is why you see, a person that has wealth, you do salam until the wealth stays. The day the wealth goes, unfortunately the salam goes. So really well, Ali radiallahu ta'ala says this. Then he says, the person with status, the day the status goes, or the respect of that status goes, what do you find? That person is, and you see this in today's day and age, mashallah, he's lived a whole life, 15 years, clean as a whistle. Then he becomes prime minister. And then bichara, he gets hooked up in something. Izzat is gone, that's it. Nobody wants to know him. People want to go outside his house and swear at him now. Wealth, Allah bless someone with wealth. It could be so that something happens and the wealth goes. Again, the sharaf is for insan is knowledge. Because knowledge stays. And last but not least, and we finish off with this. I did say 10 minutes, but inshallah we'll finish off with this aspect. That last but not least, wa'allam, so we're just on wa'allama Adam al-asma. Why was Adam alayhi salatu was salam given the knowledge of things? Adam alayhi salatu was salam was given this knowledge as it is incumbent on the one that is becoming Khalifa, that he must have knowledge of those things that are beneficial and harmful for himself and the people. He's the Khalifa of the people. So it's incumbent upon the Khalifa, the one that's the leader, the viceroy on earth, that he knows what is beneficial for me, what is harmful for me, and for my people. And this allows, why? Because if you don't know this, how does he fulfill the duty of being a Khalifa? It's not possible. If he doesn't know what's beneficial for the people, how is he meant to be a Khalifa? And this is, you know, to have knowledge and ilm, what is beneficial for my people, what is harmful for my people, this is incumbent upon a person that is trying to lead. Someone that is trying to lead has to know, okay, what is beneficial for my people, what is not beneficial for my people. And this is why we find in the Khulafa al-Rashideen, we find even in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why has Islam given us وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ, that we do consultation, that we ask those people that are specific in the role. And you know, subhanAllah, it amazes today we do this. You know that this person is good in this, in my worldly affairs, I need to buy a car. So what do? I go to the specialist in that field. I say, I want X, Y, and Z. Help me. Is this worth what I'm buying? I'm buying a house. So then you need to get it, you know, what's the price of this house? So you call in the people and they will tell you what the price is. I need something done here. You call in the people and you do that. This is the way the world works. In the very same manner, the Khalifa, first and foremost, is someone. This is why Allah gave the knowledge to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. That if you're going to be a Khalifa, and we have placed this responsibility upon you, insan, then you have to know what is beneficial for me, what is harmful for me in this dunya. What is beneficial for my people? What is beneficial for my family? What is beneficial for my progeny? What is beneficial, whatever situation Allah has put us in. It could be a small situation, could be a high situation. What is beneficial? What is harmful? Those aspects, and no one is, you know, obviously Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is given this special knowledge. But as the progeny goes on, that knowledge is never going to be the same. It's going to be a wee bit less until the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam come in, and then the disciples come in, until we come in. But even when, you know, this is one of the key reasons why the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not need to do any consultation. Because the Prophet of Allah, he receives wahi. But even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did consultation. Umar did consultation radiallahu ta'ala an. But the main aspect is that it is incumbent for that person that wants to lead to know generally what is beneficial and what is not beneficial. And this is where knowledge comes in. Because you will only grasp that which you need. That's the general rule. If you don't need something, you won't even bother learning it. If somebody comes here and says, you know how to change your engine? And then he tells you, this is how you change your engine. My mechanic will tell you, you know, this is how you change your engine. If you know that I don't need this knowledge, I'm never going to do it myself. You listen, and you carry on with life. You've taken what you need to take it. Right? Somebody comes in and says, you know what? This is how we produce medicine. Right? You say, mashallah, amazing. He's given you a 20-minute lecture and say, subhanallah, you know, jazakallah khair. It's not like I'm going to produce medicine tomorrow anyway. But if somebody tells you, and they come to you, and say, you know how to make 10,000 pounds in a couple of days? What happens now? Now your whole attention span will go there. This is, you know, you can make quick buck, right? I've done it, and it proves to you. What do you do now? You make sure you listen. And you ask questions of those things that you don't know. You will make sure you go to the deep end of it. This is where, this is the same aspect. Allah asked Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he was able to answer. Allah asked the angels, they said, we don't know. Because we don't feel any emotions. We don't feel cold. We don't fear poverty. We don't fear any of these aspects. So we just listened, but don't know. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, on the other hand, he's totally left to live in dunya. These are all aspects that's going to incur upon you. So place in the heart, and then remember it. Because it was need of the time. And this is where it comes in. Where Allah Azza wa Jalla is allowing us, telling us, that we taught Adam alayhi salatu wasalam all the names, and we showed them to the angels. And the angel said, بِأَسْمَعِ هَاُولَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah then asked them that, tell us if you know what these are. And inshallah we will do the next, inshallah next week, we'll finish off the verse. But one thing to remember here is, Allah has made us insan, and one of the greatest aspects of insan is to acquire knowledge. You know, that doesn't mean we are able to 24/7 of our life acquire knowledge. We have other responsibilities. But wherever we can acquire, acquire. Go to scholars which we know are reliable, and acquire knowledge that we are able to acquire. If we don't know something, we ask, just like we do in our worldly life. And last but not least, those things that Allah has made us responsible for, have knowledge of those things. What is beneficial to my family? What is not beneficial for my family? If Allah has blessed me with children, what is beneficial for them? What is not beneficial for them? You know, knowing something, being part of their life as at least. And last but not least, trying to understand that, you know, Allah has made me responsible for this. How do I gain knowledge in the aspect of this? This is also part of understanding what a Khalifa and a Khulafa is. May Allah give us ability to understand, ability to amal. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك وصل اللهم على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.